Well, Steve, a bit of a frantic end, but anything other than 3 points for your side would have been a travesty tonight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been. You know, the manager and the opposition dugout, Ronnie Moore, I've got, you know, the respect I've got for the man. And he just said some very, very complimentary words about the performance. And I think he was right. It could have been 4 or 5, but it wasn't. And they're always going to make a chance here. Thankfully for us, their chance and their goal comes in the, we've probably 2 or 3 minutes to go of the added time. But, you know, we should have put the game to bed. And, you know, Wes misses one that, you know, we all think is impossible to miss. And then we've had a Harris gets through and has a good chance. The goalkeeper's got a great save. And there's others that we should score. And I've got to say how we don't have a penalty just before half time is baffles football people. I think, including the Tranmere people, it's baffled them. But we have to respect the right of the referee to make those decisions. But it's a good day for us. It's a difficult place to come on, a difficult surface against a team that's always going to be, in my opinion, impeccably organised under a good man.
Attacking-wise as well, I think almost every single one of your midfielders had a pop at goal at one stage. Your two strikers looked busy throughout. Alex Ravel was fantastic, obviously, with 2 goals, but his work rate as well today I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, you know, Alex Ravel, work rate was incredible, but it's always 1-11, you know, and including the boys that went on. You know, we came with a game plan for stages of for the game, and, you know, we made some decisions with the team. I made them on Sunday and I stuck to it, and they carried it, the game plan that we'd worked with them since Sunday.
Yeah, it was 4 changes to the side. Just talk us through them then. Why do you felt it was necessary to make those?
Well, we wanted a better... We wanted to introduce Mark Bradley back in it and at full-back, and we didn't want to lose James Tavener with his ability going forward. So that was quite simple. It's hard on Scorsese because I actually thought he was the best player on Saturday, probably one of the best. And Big Mars wasn't feeling too good, so it was easy to introduce Claude. And it's no hidden secret when Davis and Arnason play together, statistically tells you they normally win football matches. So that was quite simple. And we wanted to reintroduce Lee Fricklington, so that was also easy. And I think Wes Thomas gives us a real chance going in behind and watch his socks off, and I think he compliments Alex. So it was a team for tonight, and I said after Saturday there'd be probably a different team at Tranmere, and there'll be a different team at Leighton Orient, and a different pre-match preparation, because as I said to you, we're going to go on the team coach, go over to Sheffield, their side of the city, and I think it's an away game. Convince the players we're away from home against Leighton Orient, and then come back to the New York, go in and, you know, see if we can swap the dressing rooms for the day.
What do you put that down to? It's 6 away wins out of your last 7 away games now.
Well, teams have to come and play against you. And our players don't come and get inspired at playing at Prent Park. It's actually a nice stadium, but they don't get inspired when you've been to the New York every second week. And players do come and get inspired and want to play. And it's a different game. Teams sit in and it's counter-attacking football as opposed to... But, you know, we'll learn a bit from that hopefully Saturday. It's difficult in the opposition as I come out. I describe Leighton Orient as a top side, the hardest working side I've seen in the league outside us, and I think we're up there with the best of them, and they're the hardest working team, and they're back flying again, aren't they? So it's going to be incredibly tough. But all we can do is try and get points home and away. And I've said if we can manage to scrape into these playoffs come the end of the season, I don't care where the points come. We'd love them at home for their support, of course we would. But we'd also love to get them on the road when we've had a good travelling support here the night. It's been a long way in midweek. It cost them a lot of money, and I as a manager never ever forget that. And I'm educating my players never to forget it. So at least we're going to have a go. But, you know, it's different football home and away.
You mentioned Wes Thomas. What did you make to his performance? Obviously that miss will stand out, but what did you make to his overall game tonight?
Well, that miss was, you know, if you asked 100 people, what did he do next, you'd never guess it, would you? You know, but I thought his performance was excellent. I thought he covered every blade of grass. I think he's unlucky not to put us in front. Certainly our DVD looks as if it's a borderline decision. Some you're given, some you're not. Mm. And the linesman obviously calls it not, and it's, you know, they say any part of your body that's in an offside position that can score a goal, it must have been his nose, you know. But obviously we were disappointed with that, but I thought his performance was great.
Miles Addison today, was it just a bit of illness?
Yeah, listen, Miles wasn't feeling well. He was on Sunday. He was fine yesterday, and I just said to him today, how are you feeling? He went, yeah, I'm okay. Okay is not enough to play for us, is it? And that's because competition for places. You know, but, you know, the Miller support have to trust that what we're trying to do is win football matches, and we have to put our professional heads on and pick a team based on what we think we can get a result. And I don't think that starting 11 would have been many people starting 11s when they woke up Sunday morning to pick one, but they'll never guess the Leighton Orient one either.
Before I ask you the obvious transfer question, what about the loan question? Harris Vukic and James Tavernier, have you got any closer to extending their stays?
Well, Newcastle are happy with it. You know, the Alan Pardew's ticked the box, and the chief executive at Newcastle United has ticked the box. So I would expect both lads to sign that tomorrow.
Tom Hitchcock, are you hoping to do the same with him?
Yeah. I've missed a couple of calls from Harry today. And that's good news, because he says, I'll ring you when I've done something. So, but yeah, we're hopefully the kids, you know, he's missed it tonight, and Wes is going in. But I don't hide the fact that he will stay, and he will stay to the end of the season, and that'll be done. And, but there's a lot of goals in that young man for Rotherham United, and despite Wes's miss tonight, there's a lot of goals in him as well. And big Alec Revell got two tonight, and listen, the whole camp inside the football club knows what he gives us, and we're absolutely delighted. And he should get the plaudits tonight. He's been outstanding with the two finishes, a proper striker finishes.
On Tavernier and Vukic, huge boost that, isn't it, to be able to keep, especially James Tavernier. He's been brilliant since he arrived.
Yeah, he has, and they're both great kids as well. You know, whether they'd stayed or not, we'd have still said the same thing. They're both outstanding young men as people, and they're both outstanding professionals, and that's also what we've tried to bring in here. And I can't say it enough times, if you're not going to be an outstanding professional, you're going to leave here. Now, it might be next week, next year, whenever, but you're going to leave, because we only want players to represent this football club that prepare properly, that want to give everything they've got, and recognise by doing that that our supporters pay hard-earned money to watch them, and our chairman puts millions of pounds in. And from the day I walked in the door, I said to him, all my teams I do is work hard. We might not win every week, chairman, but I can tell you now, if they're not going through the walls for me, they'll go over the wall and out.
And finally then, because the rain's starting to come down, that one player you were talking about, the possible other deal, are we any closer on that? Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, we'll know tomorrow. You know, they asked us for a fee. We've met that fee. It would be a club record. They're considering it. I think they're trying to do something else. I spend our money. we somebody probably higher up the pyramid, and that's what happens. So unfortunately, we're in a little bit of a chain. If nothing's done by Thursday, we'll probably say they've had the time. We're not going to be. I said to our supporters, and I'm going to step by it. We're not going to be running about at 10:30 on Friday evening trying to beat a deadline. Says me. Until I speak to the chairman tomorrow.
Any clues on who it is? What league he's coming from? What position he is?
He's obviously coming from higher league. So, you know. You know, we lost a young man that we think very, very highly of, young Dicko, and they'd never seen him play as a striker until they played against us. And that's the only clue they got. So we're not getting any other clues who we're going to go for. You know, we'd won very, very good bid over the weekend, refused. And, you know, I don't know where that player's going to go. That was a player in our league that we offered a good offer for. And obviously, we've passed on that. So we'll see where the second one is. But once again, I've got my chairman and said, we can do this. Can we do this, chairman? And he looked at me, and I got down on one knee and asked him again. And he said, oh, okay then.